In the headlines, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostic, duly elected the next president of the Republic of Barbados. 36-year-old man from as Barbados's latest homicide victim. The shooting leaves his girlfriend and daughter devastated. The Caribbean Development Bank, the president saying the climate financing is key to Caribbean survival. And Sandals to begin a design of a $500 million beaches resort in St. Vincent by 2026. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostic has been declared President-elect of Barbados. Mr. Bostic's nomination to the highest office of the land was unanimously agreed upon by members of Parliament during a joint sitting of both houses this morning. Speaker of the House, Arthur Holder, made the announcement declaring the ex-military leader and former government minister as Barbados' second commander-in-chief of the new republic.
Dear honourable members, it now falls for me to ask you whether any member has an objection to the candidate being declared duly elected. There being no objections, I therefore declare Lieutenant Colonel the Most Honourable Jeffrey Davison Bostic, FB, MVO, as the next president of Barbados.
That's Speaker of the House, Arthur Holder. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley thanked the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, for supporting the joint nomination of Mr. Bostic. She paid glowing tributes to Mr. Bostic's years of service to the country.
He moved from Commonwealth School to the Royal Military Academy at Sandhurst, from the jungles of Panama to the halls of the Organization of American States, from the parade grounds of St. Anne's Fort to the Ministry of Health during a pandemic, and with the unique ability to call upon his previous colleagues to assist him in lifting the heavy weight, for as I always say, many hands make light work. But Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, from the narrow streets of Chapman Lane to the gravitas of State House, Jeffrey Davison Bostic's journey is the embodiment of our Republic's promise.
Prime Minister also hailed the distinguished service of outgoing President Dame Sandra Mason.
She was our nation's last Governor General and inaugural President. She too stood as an example to our young girls as to what is possible with determination and grit, with grace and compassion. The grace, dignity and distinction with which she discharged her office, solemn duties of head of state, shall be indelibly inscribed in the chronicles of our history. We extend our profound gratitude for the elegance, propriety, and noble bearing she brought to the office of president. We are deeply indebted to her family for their generosity in sharing her talents with the nation. Our first president shall forever occupy a place of honor and affection in our collective memory.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, the opposition leader Ralph Thorne in his contribution, believes that joining with the government on the election of a president was the right thing to do, and he's hopeful that the president-elect Bostic will carry the office with distinction.
We in this Democratic Labour Party come today with the conviction that we are doing what is right, that we are doing what is right in the interests of this country, that we are doing what is right in the interests of the future of this country, that we are doing what is right in the interests of order and stability that must attain the affairs of this country, and that the person who holds the office of head of state must remain stable, must have a sense of order, and must occupy that office with a sense of justice. That is our hope, and that is our prayer.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Just days after residents of the Bayland St. Michael publicly appealed for a stronger police presence in their community, 36-year-old Akeel Hines was shot and killed in what relatives believe was a robbery attempt. Only last Thursday, a taxi driver was also robbed and shot in the same area. When Starcom Network News visited the scene earlier today, family members had gathered at the home of the deceased. His partner of 12 years recounted the tragic incident.
Last night, my boyfriend, he was laying down on top the bonnet, and a guy ran down from the hill, and from the time I peep up, all I could do was holler for, babe, 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 babe.
be him so that if he get her, that he will be able to at least, you know, defend himself. But the same time I get her, and if I say, and when they come back, he was dumping the ground, you know, just asking for help. That's the most of it. And I don't know why.
His partner, with whom he shared a 7-year-old daughter, described Hines.
Ain't no words, ain't no feelings. Everybody know. My daughter crying every minute. My daughter can be 8th, the 17th. And we planning all sorts of staycation. We was even looking to plan a little Eve. We can't fly and jump. She caught every minute she says she won't go in. And the thing about it is that you don't know how the street says if it was interfering with it. So this man to sit down and bore you with the talk of Almighty Creator. Men they start to drop sleep. So Jesus, these blacks, man. Just, you know what I mean? He was a family man. I will kid you not. You can ask 1,000 people. Who he does be with. He daughter and he child mother. He don't be with a man or anything. So if we let she ramble outside for a little bit, we come at 7 o'clock and I go bear her, let she eat. She done do she home, whatever, and we will come back here and sit down and breathe called the night's hot. So we will just come outside and sit up on the phone and just cool till we get tired and then go inside. But last night was the unfortunate night.
Partner of deceased Akil Hines in the lunchtime edition. The chief executive officer of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association says calls for Barbados to move away from tourism are misguided, arguing instead that true diversification should happen within the industry itself. Ryan Ford maintains that the island's tourism product remains strong and continues to evolve, now catering to a wide range of markets from luxury to sports and wellness. He adds that despite recent debate over the tourism accommodation bill and the car rental levy, the sector is well positioned for the upcoming winter season.
So, you know, the diversification of choice on the island continues to really pick up. And that's the interesting aspect about the tourism industry right now. You know, while there are individuals on the outside that are not working within the industry, always talking about diversification, I would challenge them to actually go around to the numerous attractions and numerous restaurants and the experiences, and even see some of our hotels that have upgraded their product. There's always talk about aging product. However, the last 3 years, a lot of the properties have been doing some good work with their upgrades and also new product coming on that diversifies the type of clientele that they're chasing after. So it's been going good and it's interesting end of the year.
Mr. Ford also revealed that major investments are being made in staff training across all levels of tourism in the sector and reminded workers that they remain in the heart of Barbados' tourism brand.
You have no idea who you're sitting down talking with. You have no idea if that person has more opportunities for you to invest back into your own ideas or to give you an opportunity either here or overseas. And if you know that you are a skilled team member and you have a talent, and you are showing it, show it with a smile, show it that is welcoming so that people embrace it and they always remember the best thing about Barbados are our people. And I still stand by that. Our people are the best thing that we have here. You know, we do have all other things. We have the beach, we have the rum, we have the eco attractions. We have all these things, which are all great. But our people is what exactly makes people want to return to the destination.
That's CEO of the BHTA, Ryan Ford. And Sandals Resorts International will begin design of its long-awaited beaches resort in St. Vincent and the Grenadines by 2026. The project, estimated to cost $500 million, is expected to feature around 500 rooms and create close to 2,000 local jobs once fully operational. The announcement followed the signing of a major development agreement between Sandals CEO Adam Stewart and Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. Our top stories. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, duly elected the next president of the Republic of Barbados. A 36-year-old man, Akil Hines, has been Barbados's latest homicide victim. He was shot and killed last night, leaving his girlfriend and daughter devastated. The Caribbean Development Bank says that climate financing is key to Caribbean survival and Sandals to begin a design of a $500 million beaches resort in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcom.network.net WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.